John, the draft, we spent a lot of time talking about the Lions yesterday, and we like what they did. Take a look at this division and size it up right now. What did you make of everybody else, and who's the biggest threat? And we'll throw that out to people as well, but I'm just, where you stand today, who is the biggest threat in this division?
So are we talking entire offseason or just after the draft?
Because what do you want to do?
Well, let's do the entire offseason, because it changes the game for Chicago because of what they've done the entire offseason. Obviously, they hired Ben Johnson. They went out in free agency, and they revamped their offensive line. And now the question I have for them is, the biggest question they had on their offensive line after free agency was not right tackle. It was Braxton Jones at left tackle. Now they've got, because they signed, they drafted Darnell Wright last year, 10th pick of the first round. This year they went Ozzie Trapio, high in the draft. And one of them is going to have to, I would think, be penciled in at left tackle. Don't know which one that's going to be, because Braxton Jones was the weak link last year.
Right.
And they traded for Joe Tooney. They signed Drew Dahlman, and they traded for Jonah Jackson. I think they have done the most this offseason to make their team better. Now, is there going to be an adjustment period with new coach, new play caller, new offense, new expectations, all of those different things? I think there is going to be an adjustment period. I think the team that has done the most this offseason to become a bigger threat, to me, is it's the Minnesota Vikings. That's going to be a badass offensive line for Minnesota. And when you look at that team, and I know, okay, new quarterback, but I think it's probably, I don't know if it's going to be an upgrade this year. I think through the course of his career, JJ is going to be greater than who was the cat that was there? I'm drawing a blank.
Sam Darnold.
Yes. Can't believe I draw a blank.
How could you forget? Red zone maestro, Sam Darnold.
Yes. But when you look at, everything that has happened for the Minnesota Vikings, and yeah, they clearly came up short last year, especially at the end of the season, but they went out and signed Will Freeze, 5-year, $88 million. They upgraded at center, Ryan Kelly. Defensive line, Jonathan Allen. He's not a game breaker, but I think for the depth of that offense or that defensive line, Javon Hargrave, older but experienced. He's kind of their DJ Reader of that group. I think this is going to be a team that is primed to take a step. Will they take a step over the Lions? I don't know, but I think they're the biggest threat.
I would say it's the Packers. One team you didn't mention in there. And it's some of its process of elimination. I think the Bears have had the busiest offseason. I think the Bears have done the most to try to play like the Lions, but they're a poor man's Lions team, right? They want to build the O-line. They think they just drafted their Sam Laporta and Colston Loveland. And Ben Johnson has said that there's a JMO comp to Luther Burden. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to build the Lions, but they don't have Penei Sewell. They don't have Amon Ross St. Brown. They're not going to have that overnight. So it's not the Bears. And with Minnesota, their quarterback right now is a rookie. So I look process of elimination and think, it's still Green Bay. And they gave another toy, another weapon for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And Golden's a player we discussed as a game breaker. If he's a true number one, they haven't had a number one. They're good defense. They run the ball. Yeah, and I think Love's the most dangerous quarterback of the bunch right now. Right now, I know Caleb could turn into something more dangerous down the line, but today I would say it's the Packers.
I think giving Jordan Love more weapons. I think you could. Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Jordan Love. Jordan Love's a little bit more mobile. There's no question about that. I think there's probably just about 31 quarterbacks that are more mobile than Jared Goff. But he is a quarterback that needs a lot of weapons around him. He is also a quarterback that is going to need protection. They drafted Anthony Belton. And I think they're going to try and find a really good place for him. I don't know that he plays left tackle for him, but he's a guy that will make that offensive line eventually better. He's going to need protection. I just don't know if they have enough protection for him to be as good as, or to be as comfortable in the pocket to be good, if that makes sense.
as you canvass the division, look at the draft most recently, but throw the whole offseason in there too. The rosters are mostly set at this point. You know, outside of a vet that may be added down the line, you know, between now and training camp, your roster is what the roster is. The Lions are the reigning NFC North champs two times over. Who's the biggest threat from the group? 248-539-9797. I'll say the Packers. You'll say the Vikings. I know the Bears are very buzzy. Someone wants to make a case for them. Yeah. Breathing down our neck, you can go ahead and do that as well.
And I mentioned the offensive line for the Minnesota Vikings. Just think of the skill set that they have in wide receivers. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor. You've got guys that can make plays all over the field. We know about TJ Hockenson. And that running game with Aaron Jones behind that offensive line. The best thing for a young quarterback is to be able to hand the ball off and know that you can get 3-4 yards, that you could pick up first downs, that you could keep the chains moving as you continue to develop as a passer.
We asked you guys, biggest threat in the North following the draft. Rosters are mostly set, maybe a vet added between now and training camp or the start of the season, but the rosters are what they are. John, you said the Vikings. I said the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
We said, hey, maybe someone wants to make a case for the Bears. They're trying to do this Lions 2.0 thing. You hire Ben Johnson, you draft your version of Sam Laporta and their version of J-Mo. They beefed up the offensive line in free agency. No one's made the case for the Bears yet. A texter does want to know, will Ben Johnson be the play caller? I believe he has said that he will.
Yes, he's calling plays.
Yeah, yeah, he said that. As much as John will refuse to admit it, the Vikings have the worst quarterback in the North. They are not a threat.
I didn't say they had the best quarterback.
Would you say they have the worst?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. The least proven, for sure. We have no idea what JJ is going to be as a starting quarterback. But what I said was, behind that offensive line, what is a quarterback's best friend? Be able to hand the ball off to Aaron Jones and run the football. And I know Kevin O'Connell loves to run the ball, loves play action. What type of offense was J.J. in college? A play action. Now, he didn't throw the ball a lot, but he also didn't have weapons like Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor, T.J. Hockenson. I mean, he had, you know, some good tight ends. But can I make
the case the Packers have the better ground game with Jacobs?
A better running back, but not a better offensive line, which makes it really hard to run.
You guys need to consider strength of schedule. Green Bay, third place, easier path. They will be better than Minnesota. Slightly. I mean, they're going to play a lot of the same opponents, but slightly easier schedule. Costa, you were saying the Vikings have a rookie quarterback, but don't forget Washington had a rookie quarterback too and knocked the Lions out of the first round. Don't underestimate a rookie quarterback, you bum.
Okay.
You want to draw the difference between a Heisman Trophy winner and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy?
Big difference. Jaden Daniels did something that was extremely rare. The only reason I think J.J. has a chance to have not a season like Jaden Daniels had, but a good season next year and maybe contend for what the Lions are doing, one is the schedule. Yeah, sure, their schedule is not going to be quite what the Lions is. But the weapons that I just talked about, and Kevin O'Connell, that organization understands that they don't have a proven quarterback. And so what have they done? They've beefed up the offensive line. They've been able to continue to have weapons around a very young, unproven quarterback.
JJ could turn out to be a really good player. I think he's got physical traits that make sense, but I don't think out of the box his first season is something that I'm willing to concede makes them the biggest threat.
No, and what did we say? Out of the quarterbacks in last year's draft, he was the one that was going to need the most time to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he got a couple of reps in the preseason before he got hurt, and then he was actually able to sit there and learn the NFL game. He wasn't forced into playing at all last year, and he got a chance to see what an offense looks like that can score some points and win a lot of games.
Ticket Texture says the Packers are the answer to this question. They're always the team that you get nervous to play come playoff team, and it seems like they're making steps to improve, even if they are small steps.
I'm just not that worried about Jordan Love. I don't think he's consistent enough. There are games we saw here on Thanksgiving a couple of years ago where, yeah, he can go off. And if you give him another weapon, a speed weapon like a Matthew Golden, does that make them better? Absolutely it does. It was the first time they've drafted a wide receiver in the first round since, 2002? And not that Matthew Golden is going to be the secret to their success. He's still a rookie wide receiver.
Has O'Connell won a playoff game yet? I know LaFleur has.
No, I don't think he has.
Right. And I think we've seen the Flores defense get exposed against higher level quarterbacks, including Jared Goff. I mean, every time they play that defense, we hear about disguise and blitzes and they're coming for you. And good quarterbacks and good offenses diagnose it and they punish you. Oh, you're going to vacate that area? Sweet. We're going to target it. We're going to get the ball in space to playmakers.
And good offenses have what? A good offensive line. Yep. And they're able to pick up some of those blitzes, give their quarterback a little bit more time.
So I think you could answer this question by just, who do you think is a better head coach, O'Connell or LaFleur?
Well, O'Connell's the reigning coach of the year, so that's where you'd go. But LaFleur's won a playoff game.
Yeah, so O'Connell's win percentage 3 years as a head coach is 667. LaFleur's is 670. And when you put those two together, it's pretty incredible what the Lions have done the last couple of years.
Has LaFleur won a playoff game without a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Yeah, they beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's why we got the extra game.
Yeah, now, O'Connell made Sam Darnold look good. I mean, how much does he get for that? And then LaFleur has gone through a massive quarterback change that a lot of coaches don't survive in this league. So that's why I think the Bears face such an uphill battle. Like Ben Johnson or not, eventually, if you think he's going to be successful, but he's going up against some really good head coaches.
Oh, and there's no question. And a feather in the cap for Kevin O'Connell is what he was able to do with Sam Darnold. A feather in the cap of Matt LaFleur is when Jordan Love was out, they brought in Malik Willis, and he had, what, 7 days, 8 days to prepare, and he won all the games that he started.
Last two seasons, the Lions have not lost to Minnesota, 4-0. Last two seasons, the Lions have lost to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
And Green Bay has won a playoff game. I just think it's Green Bay. I think for a number of reasons, it's the Green Bay Packers. In a lot of ways, you could argue Minnesota is a product of last place schedule. Right, they flipped the last play schedule, went a couple extra games doing that two of the last three seasons.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I mean, when they play the best of the best, how do they look? They lose.
Not so good, yeah.
So the Lions are one of the best, if not the, but one of. I think the Packers are the bigger threat.
But we're also talking about the changes that are coming to these teams. And I know it's a step back, even though Sam Darnold, I don't think, is a world beater at quarterback. Nobody believes that. But the experience that he has as being in the NFL for 7-8 years does trump a rookie quarterback that still needs time to develop.
And JJ's such an unknown. I mean, not only has not played in the NFL, but his limited passing at college, the reason I have faith in that JJ can actually be decent and every bit as good as Darnold last year is because of their head coach. Like, they're willing to ride with him. This is going to be O'Connell's third different quarterback in 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years ago it was, obviously they started off with Cousins, but then it was four different quarterbacks in that season.
Oh, yeah, they had the dude that travels all over the place, and that new guy. Yeah. Yeah. What's his name?
Johnson?
No. Josh Johnson's played for every team in the NFL. Has.
I can see him, and I can't name him. Played with the Niners a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I can bald picture him, too. Yeah, bald guy, yep.
That's why Tom relates to him.
Exactly. We align.
Gotta stick together.